we have to be Rav Kahanim. This, all right. Anyway, so and 2 years ago when we went to the Gadolship, he was too sick to go. We went to one of his sons or sons-in-law. So the guys asked me, so what do we learn from, like, how does it apply to you and me? We're not going to live like that. You with me? We're not going to live like Rav Steinman did. It's not your job to live like him. It's he lived in a different world. He barely lived in Olam Hazeh. You had to be there to see it. It's hard to picture. It's hard to describe. Like, his chair was like a very, very plain. Everything was plain. So here's the answer. This is the answer, and this answer, you'll stay with you for 100 years. This is the mashal from Rav Orluik Shlita. This mashal is not good. This mashal is?
Great.
Perfect. Correct. Great and perfect. Here's the mashal. Gedolim stories are like a compass. They point you in the right direction. Gedolim stories are like a compass. They point you in the right direction. A compass points to the North Pole. Who goes to the North Pole?
Santa.
Who goes to the North Pole?
No one
goes to the North Pole. National Geographic goes to the North Pole every 20 or 30 years and sends back pictures. That's what happens. No one goes to the North Pole. But a compass points you north, so you know, oh, that's north. You're not going to the North Pole, but you want to know where it is. It helps, gives you a sense of direction. So a Gadol story gives you a direction. Okay, that's the direction to go in. We live at a level of Gashmias, and all of us know that if we lived a little more Ruchnias, it would be better. So when you hear about Rav Steinman, it should inspire us to go a little further. If a person deciding what car to buy, and he has money, so he's going to buy the nicest car, or he'll just buy the nicest car, and the extra $20,000 he'll use for something else productive, like for tzedakah. You with me? That is exactly. You're a wealthy guy, and you can either buy mamish the top of the line car, or you can buy mamish the top of the line minus a level and a half. So you're still buying a really, 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 really nice car. And the difference of those two is $15,000. So you read about Rav Steinman, you might say, you know what? I don't need the top of the line car, even though my friends have it on the block. I'll get a regular top of the line car, and the extra $15,000 I'll put away for tzedakah or for something else or for a yeshiva something, whatever. That's exactly how we can learn for ourselves from Rav Steinman. You got it? That's a good mashal. That in our own way, do I really need all this stuff? And maybe I can get by with, and use and have a shift in my priorities. So that was Rav Steinman.
Just two more maisim, or things connected with Rav Steinman's, that's all. So the yeshiva took us to his apartment a few times, years ago. And while we were waiting, one of the people there showed us, he had in his, I guess you call it in his living room, he had his many bookshelves of Sfarim, and he had an Aron Kodesh with a Torah in it. And he showed us that the Torah didn't fit into the Aron. There were two little holes in the top. They had a cut in the top of the Aron to make the Torah fit. So what happened? What happened was that some of the bookshelves there were bending, were breaking, and he didn't want to have them fixed. Rav Steinman didn't want to spend anything at all extra on Olam Hazeh. They told him, we think it might be dangerous, it can fall and break, but he didn't want to have it fixed, but they really thought it was dangerous. So one time, when he left the apartment for a few hours, they brought in a carpenter to quickly fix up the shelves and also redo the aron in the middle of the shelves so it shouldn't be dangerous. But in the rush, the new aron they brought, the fixed up aron, wasn't exactly big enough for the Torah. And he wouldn't let them redo it. He wouldn't let them bring a new aron. He wouldn't let them redo it. So the only way they could fit the Torah into the Aron was by making some holes in the top of the Aron that it should fit. And then yesterday, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita was talking to the Bachrim, and Rav Steinman came up, and he mentioned one idea from idea he heard about Rav Steinman. One, somebody was coming to see Rav Steinman, and he was talking to one of the people in his apartment, family member, and he asked him, what makes Rav Steinman so special? And the person answered as follows. He said, when you learn, and the person was a Talmud Chacham, someone who's a serious Talmud Chacham. He said, what you learn in a month, Rav Steinman learns in a day. And what you learn in a month, Rav Steinman learns in a day. And what you eat in one day, he eats in one month. And if you ever saw Rav Steinman, went to his apartment, if you met Rav Steinman, captures everything very, very well. So like I said, that's not the way we're going to live. To eat the way he ate and to live with no gashmius at all is beyond us. But to look to his life, to be inspired, to adjust our balance, on the ruchnius gashmius balance, and the ruchnius gashmius breakdown, and to think about areas we can get by with a little bit less, is one message that all of us can take from, among many others, but one message all of us can take from Rav Steinman, that's all.